And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm going to shake up our lineup just a bit here this morning. Jesse Roma from the Manhattan Regional Airport, who we have scheduled later in the hour, won't be joining us. He's not feeling well today. So what we'll do later, we'll replay the interview from earlier this morning with Jeff Morris from Kansas State University on their major announcement here this morning. So we'll replay that here shortly after 9:30. We also have Fort Riley on the docket here today, and joining us in studio, I'll go from my left to my right. We'll have Kaylee Orrick, Child and Youth Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Carolyn Tolliver-Lee with Family Advocacy Program. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And we also have joining us Monica. And Monica Smith, Education Services Specialist at Fort Riley. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to start here first talking about the month of April here, which is upon us, being the month of the military child. And we're going to turn to Kaylee Orrick for a little bit more on this. Tell us a little bit more what's being celebrated here.
Absolutely. So since around the 1986, the Department of Defense has recognized April as the month of the military child in order to recognize and honor the commitment and contributions, as well as the sacrifices that children and youth make to our nation through the sacrifice that they provide. Through the strength that they provide to the families of our military soldiers. And this year our theme is Overcoming Challenges, Adapting Today for a Stronger Tomorrow.
All right. So what's the purpose then of the month of the military child?
So this is really an opportunity to recognize the important role that military children serve in strengthening the military family, as well as acknowledging the daily sacrifices and challenges that they overcome.
They have a kind of a challenging life because you don't know where you're going to be living from one place to the next here. I imagine that's just one of many challenges they have.
Sure. Military children experience separations, deployments, frequent moves. They live in different states, countries, continents, oftentimes moving multiple times in just a matter of years. And this is a chance for them to overcome some of these challenges, and really they are so resilient, and their strength and resilience is so admirable.
Do we find there's mental health challenges sometimes with children of military families?
There can be, certainly. Just with any challenges of growing up as a child. But oftentimes we find that military children are super resilient. There's also opportunities that come with the frequent moves. They have the opportunity to travel to many places that other children don't. They're exposed to other cultures, meeting new friends. So oftentimes we find that they're super resilient.
Yeah, that's obviously a major benefit there, getting to see all the cultures. What are some big events you have coming up here during the month of the military child in April?
So we start off the month with a proclamation signing right before our Kids Fest, and that proclamation signing is the opportunity for the garrison commander to officially designate April as the month of the military child. And then right after that, on April 4th, is our Kids Fest, and that's we're going to have so many free activities, snacks, food, games, and that's going to be a huge event that'll be held at Riley's Community Center. And then we also have on April 10th, the Month of the Military Child Parade. Saturday, April 11th is going to be a pancake party. Saturday, April 18th is our family movie. The 25th, another Saturday, we're going to have a birthday bash fun run. And then Saturday, April 25th, also, we have a family movie night.
Okay, so these are far enough on, in the distance here that they're on for now here. Who knows what the next few weeks will play here with the coronavirus stuff. But as for now, if people want to get details, if anything changes, where would they find that information?
We recommend that they follow our Child and Youth Services Facebook page. It's Riley CYS. That's where we will be posting all of the events throughout the month, as well as if you're located on post, those will also be posted in the next guide.
Okay. So a lot of fun activities. This is a great opportunity here, and this is open to anybody?
It is, yes.
Okay. So you mentioned the parade on April 10th. What makes the parade special?
The parade is a really fun event. We bus the preschool children from our child development centers and our school age centers to the parade. It's a fun field trip for them. And we spotlight, the spotlight is on the children as they parade from the artillery parade field to cavalry parade field. We have people from our community here on there on post. The Commanding General's Mounted Color Guard will be there. The 1ID Band will be there. Fort Riley Fire Department, Riley and Scarlet Bears from MWR will be there, as well as some other local community partners on and off post.
All right. That sounds like a great event. You mentioned some of the highlights of Kids Fest. Is there any other additions to that?
So we'll have a lot of different activities for families and children, all of which will be free. We'll have snacks, face painting, virtual reality, photo opportunities, static displays, and many other activities for families to enjoy together.
All right. Again, Kaylee Orrick joining us here from Child and Youth Services at Fort Riley. What are some of the services you offer through Child and Youth Services?
Absolutely. So we have hourly care that we provide, before and after school care for school-age children, summer camp when they are not in school. We also have child development centers. We have a sports in a skies program. And so a lot of opportunities for children there on post.
And how many children and youth do you serve at Fort Riley?
Child and Youth Services right now is a little over 3,000 children.
You must enjoy your work. How long have you been there?
I've been there a little over 4 years. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, anytime you get to work with children, it's a great opportunity.
Yes.
Here. Well, we're going to get into April being also National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I'll tell you what, let's take a break first, and we'll get into that. We'll continue our conversation with Carolyn Tulliver-Lee next here on News Radio KMAN.